Blog Talk Radio. Mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. That's what we're supposed to do. We are to keep our Father in heaven commandments. Commandment number three, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. In vain means nothingness or worthlessness. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So if you take his name in vain, if you're going around cursing, and for example, let's say you use the name of the Lord in the wrong pretext, or just use his name wrong, he is not going to forgive you. You will not be held. He will not hold you guiltless. You're going to have to pay. You don't want to have to suffer our Father's in heaven consequences for taking his name in vain. If you don't know any better, I'm telling you now, you're not supposed to take our Father's name in vain. Fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day. How many of you remember the Saturday is a Sabbath day? Do you know that the Saturday is a Sabbath day? For in 6 days, our Father did his work. And on the seventh day, the Sabbath day, he rested. Now, in the guy named Constantine changed the Sabbath to Sunday. You're supposed to keep it holy and rest. Let me start reading the fourth commandment for your hearing. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor, that means work, and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, nor your sons, nor your daughters, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor the cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the seas and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. So you got to rest. You're supposed to rest on the seventh day and keep it holy. That's what it says. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Hallowed means to make it holy. What do you not understand about that? The fourth commandment, all the commandments are important. But for those of you who do not know them, I'm telling them to you now. Hopefully, you will record this message or turn to Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, and read them. They're written in there. They'll tell you what to do. The fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord God giveth you. The sixth commandment, and you really should know this, the sixth commandment is, you shall not kill. You know, when you have an abortion, that's killing. There used to be years ago, people would ask me, and I would say, do what you want to. It's within the law, but I was wrong. You're not supposed to do what you think is right. The Bible says, our Father in heaven says, if you have not read it, I'm telling you now, thou shalt not kill. And have an abortion is killing. I remember my father said to me when I first had my program on WHPR, he said, what you do, you know, because I was always thinking you can do what the law says you can do, but our Father says you should not kill. And it came into my ear just as plain as day. Now that you know you're not supposed to kill, if you kill, he will do unto you what you have done unto others. So don't kill your child. If you want to give it up, give it up. I thought I knew a lot, but I didn't know. I didn't know this. And I'm telling you, the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. And that is being faithful to your spouse. If you're married to a man or married to a woman, do not go and cheat and have sex with another woman or man. Be faithful unto your spouse. That's what that means. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. What is it that you don't know about? What is it that you don't understand about thou shalt not steal? Just because you saw something and you want it, you think you can go and take it. But no, you're not supposed to take it. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. What is it you don't understand about that? Stop your lying. There is one person I know that's ruling this country. He tells lie after lie. Maybe he does not know this either. These are the Ten Commandments. Now, the Tenth Commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Covet means to be envious of your neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, and the ass, of course, is a donkey, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. You are not supposed to be envious of anything that your neighbor has. Now, those are the Ten Commandments, but I read in Matthew 22, and I'm going to turn there right quick to Matthew 22 and 27, where our Father tells you the greatest of all the commandments. I'm trying to get there. Just bear with me. I have found it. Now let me find what I'm supposed to say. I ask that our Father open ears and minds and hearts to understand what has been said unto them. Excuse me, I don't know why I'm belching. I had breakfast early this morning. I'm still belching. I only belch usually whenever I'm on this program, and I don't know why. I hope that I am learning something. Maybe that's a sign that I'm learning what I read to you. Now, I want you to go to Matthew 22, verse 37, and I'm going to read to you 37, 38, 39, and 40, and we're going to stop there. I hope you sheep will understand. Verse 37 of Matthew chapter 22. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Now that's the first commandment that I read to you. And then it says, verse 38 says, this is the first and greatest commandment. And verse 39 says, and the second commandment is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Verse 40, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now that's what I want your sheep to understand today, that you should sell. You should know, or know if you don't know all of them, you can say some of them. You know, our Father wants you to know some things, and He says to you, in I'm trying to find it. I have it written down somewhere where His children are deceived by the lack of knowledge. And I have it written down. I want to tell you that in Hosea, that's the Old Testament, Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "My people are destroyed by the lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten my law, the law of God. I will also forget your children." And then in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, it says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." That's what you are supposed to know. You should know these things. And I am going to tell you as much as I know. And I don't want you sheep to do like this guy in Texas. In Saline, Texas, he set himself on fire. He burned himself up. Once he found out that his people had been lying to him all his life, and he found out he was a minister. He was a white minister, and he found out that he had been lied to all of his life. He found out that our Heavenly Father is black. And, you know, that's why he killed himself. Don't you kill yourself when you find out the truth that our Father is black. I listened to a tape yesterday where this guy in Rhodesia, Africa, was talking about, you don't respect him, you're not respecting God. I ask God to show himself to that guy because he is misled. He has been misled like the rest of us. I'll tell you, sheep, I want you to write this down. Exodus 19, chapter 3 through 8. It says that we are a peculiar treasure unto God. I'm not saying it verbatim, but I want you to know that we are a peculiar people unto God. We are. And I want you all to know that before I say our prayer, before I start this lesson. Father, thank you so much for opening up my eyes. It was like a film was over my eyes. Until maybe sometime in October of 2018, you open the eyes. Thank you, Father, as well as you allowed me to hear you back in 1981, I suppose, where you told me to feed your sheep. And I heard you, but I was afraid to do that then. That's my testimony. My testimony to you people that are listening to me, I will tell you the truth. My Father came to me and said, "Feed his sheep," and I was shocked. I thought he was a white guy. But I had started learning, too, because I was in school as much as I could afford to be. I understood a little things, and the few things that I understand, I'm going to tell you now. I was listening to the radio about maybe 2 or 3 months ago. And this white guy, he was talking about an alternative Bible. He wants to do a replacement Bible or an alternative Bible. For what? This Bible tells you the truth, the one that I have. And you know, I think the Catholics have changed some of the things in their Bible, but it tells you, I think in Matthew 22 or 23, that, let me turn over and see if I see it. You're not supposed to call people rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all you are brethren. In Matthew 23, I am in verse 8. I want you sheep to read these for yourself. And it says, and call no man your father upon this earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. What is it? I ask that you sheep read the Bible. I ask that you read the Bible. Let's say a quick prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for protecting me even when I did not know and waking my mind up just a little bit. But in last December 2018, you woke me up further. I was questioning, why was this and why was that? And you brought it to my attention. And I thank you for protecting us. Please continue protecting us from those natural disasters that people in other parts of the country are experiencing, as well as natural disasters, as well as a chemical disaster. Protect us from that too. Father, thank you for opening up my mind to know that you called me to feed your sheep. And I didn't know how to feed your sheep, but I said, I'll read the Bible and read out the Bible. And perhaps they will understand that that's how I'm feeding their sheep. I also remember too, well, let me say, I thank you for doing what you have done for us and feeding the hungry, providing shelter for those who are homeless, as well as loving us so much that you have chosen us out of all the nations upon this earth. You have chosen us, and you can find that, those who are listening, they can find that written in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6. I was so surprised that you have chosen us, even though some of my teachers, when I was back in school, I didn't finish it. They, two of them said that you were a black man or a man of black and or brown. And America just wants to force on the people that Jesus Christ was white. I can't understand. All these ministers, these white ministers, they have read this Bible more than I have, and they are lying to the people. They should tell them that Israel is black. Like some of my teachers understand that Israel is black. Father, I have said this, and I hope that they have listened to me. And I'm saying that you are a black man, and you are coming shortly. I read, I thank you so much. Thank you for listening to me, and bless us with good health and prosperity. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus the Christ. What I want the sheep to know that I have learned, that my teachers knew. Of course, if they knew, I'm thinking that many of them know. They have taken our Bible. The Bible is written for us black folks, and the white folks have taken it and using it for themselves, but they're not telling all the truth. I'm telling you what's written in the Bible. I want to tell you, this is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. And thank you so much for following me. And those newcomers, whoever you are, I just want to tell you the truth. Whether you accept it or not, you can always, I want you to follow the chapters that I read. I'm in the book of Deuteronomy today, and I want to get to as much of it as I possibly can. And I want you, sheep, to always read your Bible. What we have is just the King James Bible and a few other Bibles, but there are other Bibles that were important, and the white folks took it out, those Bibles. They are saying that they weren't important, but those people were telling the truth as to who we are. We are over them. I'm just going to go back to what I remember from my high school days, where my teacher taught us dominant and recessive. I can't remember everything then, but I want you to look up dominant traits and recessive traits. The white folks have the recessive traits, and we have the dominant traits. Some people may be cutting me off, but that's the truth. We are dominant, and they are recessive. A white woman, she can have a baby by a black man, and that baby is going to come out brown with curly hair. A white woman, a black woman can have a baby by a black man. The baby is going to come out brown. That's dominant and recessive. I thank you all for listening to me. I want you to have your 3 P's handy. They are your pen, paper, and pencil, so you can jot down any scriptures that I might say unto you all. Now I want to go to Deuteronomy chapter 20. Last week, I read up until Deuteronomy chapter 20, and that's where I'm going to read as much as the Bible, of the Bible, to you all in your hearing. Sometimes I may forget to tell you. I also want you to read Ezra, E-Z-R-A, in the old chapter, in not the old chapter, but in the Old Testament. I want you to read Ezra, E-Z-R-A, 9 and verse 2, where it says that you black men and women, you have the holy seed. Stop giving your holy seed unto those people who are not white. I remember Rudolph from maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe 3, I don't know. He said that, he was saying that some of us black folks were saying that they weren't human and that we were right. I remember saying that after I heard Roseanne call that woman the names that she called her, I said she was inhuman, and he validated that for me. He said, you were right. Look up the name Rudolph, the white man from Germany, and read on the internet what it says. He said that they're not white. Now, on my program, I got read Deuteronomy 18. It talks about the priests and Levites. Well, I have read that to you. In the next 15 minutes, I had hoped to read chapter 20, and I'll start reading it right now. I am in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 20. Let's go. Verse 1. When thou hast gone out to battle against your enemies and seized horses and chariots and a people more than you, be not afraid of them, for the Lord your God is with you, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Remember, did I say that You were not never a slave in Egypt, but our Father in heaven, he does not lie. They are lying to you. Verse 3, and they shall say unto you, hear, O Israel, you approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint, nor fear, and do not tremble, neither be terrified because of them. Verse 4, for the Lord your God is he that goeth with you and fight for you against your enemies to save you. And verse 5, and the officers shall speak unto the people, saying, what man is there that has built a new horse or a new house and has not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in battle and never, and another man dedicates his house. Another man dedicated. Verse 6, and what man is he that has planted a vineyard and has not eaten of it? Let him also go and return to his house, lest he die in battle and another man eat of it. Verse 7, and what man is there that has betrothed? That means he's committed to a wife and has not taken her. Let him go and return unto his house, lest he die in battle and another man take her. Verse 8, and the officers shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return unto his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. Verse 9, and it shall be, I'm going to read verse 9 again, and it shall be when the officers have made an end of speaking unto the people, that they shall make captains of the armies to lead the people. Verse 10, when you cometh near unto a city to fight against it, when proclaim peace unto it. Let me read verse 10 again, because it seems that I have misread it. And it shall, verse 10, when you cometh near unto a city to fight against it, then proclaim peace unto it. Verse 11, and it shall be, if you make the answer of peace and open unto you, then it shall be that all the people in that is found herein shall be tributaries unto you. And tributaries are like water, a stream of water unto you, and they shall serve you. Verse 12, and if it will make no peace with you, but will make war against you, then you shall besiege it. That means to surround it and take it. That's what I think it means. I need to look that word up again. It's been years ago since I looked that word up. Verse 13, and when the Lord your God has delivered it into your hands, then you shall smite every male thereof with the edge of the sword. But the woman and the battle and the little ones and the cattle and all that is, let me read that again for your hearing. But the woman and the little ones and the cattle and all that is in the city, even all the spoils thereof, shall you take unto yourself, and thou shalt eat the spoils of your enemy, which the Lord your God giveth you, which the Lord your God has given you. Verse 15, thus shalt thou do unto all the cities which is far off from you, which are not of the cities of these nations. Verse 16, but of the cities of these people, which the Lord your God doeth give you for an inheritance, you shall save alive nothing that breathe. Verse 17. It said in verse 14, you were to take the women, the cattle, and all that. And then here it says in verse 8:16, you shall take nothing alive that breatheth. So, to me, that's like you're contradicting yourself. I need to understand that better. Verse 17, but thou shalt utterly destroy, namely, the Hittites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites. Let me say that again. I'll spell the name to you. Perizzites. And the Hittites and the Jebusites, as the Lord your God commanded you. Command means to order you. That they teach you not to do after all the abominations and those are outrageous things that which they have done unto their God. So should you sin against the Lord your God. You're supposed to not do those abominations that those other people did. Let me read this again. That they teach you not to do after all their abominations. Those are things that our Lord hates. They are evil, which they have done unto their God. So shall you sin against the Lord your God. He's just saying that if you let those people live, you will start doing what they did to their God. Verse 19, when you shall besiege a city a long time in making war against it to take it, you shall not destroy the trees thereof by forcing an axe against them, for you mayest eat of them, and thou shalt not cut them down, for the trees of the field is a man's life, to employ them in the siege. And a siege is what a military does in a blockade for another city. Verse 20, only the trees which you know that they be no trees for meat, thou shalt destroy and cut them down, and thou shalt build a bulwark that's like a wall against that city that makes war with thee until it be subdued. Now, that's the reading of chapter 20. I pray that each one of you sheep have understood what I have read unto you. I want you sheep to read chapter 21. At this moment, I want to start reading chapter 21, but I want you all to start reading it too for yourself. And hopefully, I ask that you all received what I have read, and hopefully you understood what I have read to you all. It's important to me that you understand what I have read so that you can say unto the Lord, well, this lady, Miss Sandra, read to us the Ten Commandments as well as what was written in Exodus chapter 20. And we are to read chapter 21. Right now, I'm going to have a closing word of prayer. I said that I want to start reading Deuteronomy chapter 20. I have 3 minutes left. Maybe I will read the first chapter of 21. It reads, if one be found slain in the land which the Lord giveth, which the Lord God giveth you to possess it, laying in the field, and it be not known who has slain him. Verse 2. Then the elders and the judges, that's the first time I've heard judges, shall come forth, and they shall measure unto the cities which are found around about him that is slain. And it shall be, I am going to stop right here because they say that I have 2 minutes left. And I'm going to read all of chapter 21 when I come back. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for being our Father and choosing us out of all the nations of the world. You chose us, the black people, who have suffered so much under the white rule. Thank you for choosing us. And thank you for bringing us from Satan's rule. We know now that you are our Father. A black man, thank you so much for choosing us and allowing us to read and say the things that you have told us to do. Thank you in Jesus' name. His name is Yeshua. They have even changed your name, Jesus. Yeshua, they have changed your name, and we use the name Jesus most of the time, or a lot of the time. As in James chapter 4, if it is God's will, I will be back with his sheep this Friday. However, I want you to know that I come on airways on Tuesdays at 11 o'clock and on Friday evening, the Sabbath day, at 5 o'clock. So, thank you for joining me and listening to me and listening to this song. I love this song. Remember, folks, calm yourself. Don't get so angry as I did with this guy. I saw a tape where he was saying that his Jesus was my
Father.
And he was telling the man,
help your children.
He was slapping him.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road.
I tell you all to read Deuteronomy,
to love one another,
also read the
Psalms, that heaven might find
verse 5, where he says,
nigga black.
But in their heart.
That man
is
Jesus.
And he's
Jesus.
He's not supposed to take this stuff.
He won't let you down. And I know.
But I pray to God.
He we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation. Cause he's love. And his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth. And his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
It leads me.